السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدنا علما، اللهم فكهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. How are you, my dear sisters? I pray that you all are very well in terms of deen and dunya. Ameen. Today we will have a look at the ayah of Surah Al-A'raf from ayah number 44 till ayah number 49, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Let's listen to the recitation first. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون ونادى Na, two haraka longs. Da will be 4 to 5 haraka long because of madde jaiz munfasil. 4 to 5 haraka long, and then ashabu swad will be heavy, and there will be some rukhawa means continuity of sound. Asha, two haraka long. Bul ba will be joined with the lam. With lam has tawassut. Jannati will have most complete gunna, so make it for 2 haraka long. The gunna sound for noon will be 2 haraka long. Jannati again, ashaban nari again, the ashaban ba will be joined with the noon, and noon has a tajdeed, so it will be most complete gunna. Na will be two haraka long in nari. Na ra will be light as ra has the presence of kasra. Anqad. Here noon sakin followed by a letter of ikhfa. So we will do ikhfa here, hiding the sound of noon. And then qad dal with the sukoon. So we'll do qalqala here. Wajad again, there is a dal with the sukoon. So we'll do qalqala on jad. Na ma again. Na and amma will be two haraka longs. Wa'adana, ayn from the middle of the throat. Na two haraka longs. Long. Rabbuna, ra will be heavy, joining with the ba. Pressurize on ba to show the presence of tashdeed. Rabbuna, na will be two haraka long, but make sure the na is lighter. Haqqan fahal. Again, the qaf has a tanween followed by a letter of ikhfa. So we will do ikhfa on qaf. Haqqan ha will be from the middle of the throat. Wajadtum. Here you have to think about this. There is dal. There is nothing on dal, and then the ta is there. Because ta has a tashdeed on it, the dal sound will be dropped and it will be joined with, the jim will be joined with ta. Okay, it is a type of idgham. Okay, wajadtum. We will join it, but without any gunna sound, as there is no noon sakin here or tanween here. Wajadtum again. Meem sakin followed by another meem will do idgham shafawi. Means we will join them. The meem is joined with that meem and is recited with most complete gunna. So wajadtum ma. Ma will be two haraka long. Wa'ada rabbukum. Rabbukum again same. Ra is heavy, joining with ba and kum. Make sure all this dhamma sound, I mean the pesh sound, is recited by circling your mouth. Haqqa. Here ha is joined with the qaf. And then qa will be, since we are stopping here, so we are going to say two haraka long. Haqqa. Like that. Then qalu, two haraka long. Qaf is a heavy letter. Na'am. Na'am. Very important to say ayn from the middle of the throat. Fa'adhana. Alif joined with the dhal, and dhal will be pressurized a bit to show that the dhal has a tajweed, tajdeed. So, fa'adhana mu'adhinum bainahum. Again, mu'adhinum ba. That means noon will be replaced, noon, the sound of noon, an, will be replaced by a meem, and will do iqlab here. Mu'adhinum bainahum. Like that. Bai is a lean letter, so one and a half raka long, and will be recited softly. Bainahum. Allanatullahi. Allah, because here we do idgham and without gunna. Allah. Ain has the wasut, so la, sound of ain will go down. Allanatullahi. The Allah, Lam of Zul Jalala, will be recited heavy as it is preceded with a ta which has a pesh on it. Ala zalimin. Again, alam will be joined with a za, and then za with a khada zabar, make the sound two haraka long. Ala zalimin, and za will be pronounced heavy. Alladina, again the is two haraka long. Yasuduna, swad is heavy. Do will be two haraka long. An sabil, an ikhfa'i shafawi. Sabilillahi. Here the lam of Zul Jalala will be recited lighter, as the lam is preceded with another lam which has kasra or zair on it. وَيَبَغُونَهَا. The ba has a jazm on it. That means we will do qalqala on ba. يَبَغُو. Two haraka long. نَهَا. Ha will be bottom of the throat and lighter and two haraka long. Iwajawahum. Jim has a tanween on it, and it's followed by a letter of idgham. Here we'll do idgham with gunna. Iwajawahum. Make sure that when you are doing gunna, two haraka long should be done. Iwajawahum bil akhirati. Here there's a rule called you know, ikhfa is shafavi. Whenever there is meme which has a sukoon and it is followed by a letter, only one letter is there in this ba. So whenever after meme sakin there appears a letter ba, then you do ikhfa shafavi, where you hide the sound of meme, and when you are about to close your lips for meme, you open up the lips for ba, like just like the ikhfa of haqiqi, the one that we did in noon sakin followed by the ikhfa letters. Here also the same. Wa hum bil akhirati. Okay, hum bil. Okay, not hum bil, no gunna. It will be ikhfa, slide gunna, and then ba will be pronounced. Wa hum bil akhirati. A to haraka long, ra will be heavy. Kha is also heavy letter. Kafirun, ka to haraka long, light letter. Roon will be heavy. Ra will be heavy. Wa bainahuma, bay is a lean letter. Huma, ma will be two haraka long. Hijab. Hijab, because I'm making ba as a sukoon, so that means I'm applying temporary sukoon here, which is called mad'aridli sukoon. That's why I'm going to extend my hijab to six alif long, tis six haraka long, and then I'll do qalqala on ba, because ba will become sukoon, so it will become a qalqala letter. Hijab. Okay. Wa'ala al-a'rafi a'a. We have to say hamza and then continue with ayn with the tawassut. Wa'ala al-a'rafi ra will be heavy and two haraka long because of alif maddiya. Wa'ala al-a'rafi rijalun ra will be light, jim two haraka long, lui again idgham here, lui ya tawassut on ayn, ri will be light, fu na to haraka long, kullum here again the kul, it has to be, actually it was supposed to be tanween followed by the letter ba, so whenever there is this we are going to do the iqlab here, that means the sound of noon tanween will be changed into meme, so here also we do the same thing. Kullum bi simahum. Okay, si and ma will be two haraka long. Hum is clear. Wana dao, na two haraka long. Dao two haraka. Dao is a lean letter, so it will be recited softly. Ashab al jannati, swad heavy, ha two haraka long from the middle of the throat. Al jannati, noon will have the most complete gunna. An salamun is seen. Because of the presence of seen after noon sakin, we will do ikhfa'i shafavi. Oh, sorry, ikhfa'i haqiqi. Salamun alaykum mun will be clear. And alaykum lay. Make sure you say lay, not laykum. Okay, alaykum. Lam, clear. Meem sakin followed by any other letter except ba or meem. Then the lam will be clear. There will be no gunna on meem sakin. Okay? Remember this. It's called izhar-e-shafavi. Lam yad. Yad will have qalqala on it. Khuluha. Khu, middle of the throat because of kha. Luha, two haraka long. Wahum. Again, meme sakin followed by any other letter except ba or meme. Then we do izhar. So, hum will be normal. Don't say wahum. No, you don't do gunna. You say clearly. Wahum yatoma'oon. Ta has a sukoon on it and it is a qalqala letter. So, do bouncy sound. Yatoma'oon. Ayn with a oon. For two, four or six haraka long. Wa ida, wa is a round letter in every circumstance. Fatha, dhamma, kasra, zabar, zair, pesh, har surat mein this will be a round letter. Wa ida, the two haraka long. Surifat, sod heavy with a safir sound, that means you will do a little bit whistling. Surifat, make sure sod is heavy. Su, ri, light will be, ra is light. So you have to do that balance. Suri fat. Ta has a shidda and then it has hams. Hams यानी कि यू विल कट द साउंड ऑफ द बट कंटिन्यू योर ब्रेथ फट ओके सूरी फट अब सोरूहुम अब बा हैज अ कलकला सो टू हरका लॉन्ग रॉ विल बी हैवी हुम विल बी क्लियर मीम साकिन विदाउट एनी गुन्ना एज इट इज़ फॉलोड बाय ता विच इज़ नॉट अ इख़फ़ा और इदगाम लेटर ऑफ मीम शफवी तिल قاف will be 4 to 5 حركه long as it is مد واجب متصل اصحاب النار نون will have the most complete غنى النار 2 حركه long for now قالوا again 2 حركه long ربنا لا تجعلنا we have seen all these letters جيم will have a قلقله as تج because جيم is a قلقله letter it becomes قلقله letter when there is a sukoon on it لا تجعلنا make sure the لا should be lighter don't make it لا say لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين قوف is a heavy letter followed by واو which is a lean letter that means واو ساكن preceded with a فتحة so قو will be recited softly 1 to 1.5 حركة long مظالمين ظا is a heavy letter 2 حركة long mean again 2, 4, or 6 haraka long. Wanada again 4 to 5 because of madde wajib munfasil ashabul a'rafi rijalai because lam ri is first ri is lighter ja 2 haraka long ja should sound like a jam okay the middle of the tongue rises and touches the palate ja ja make it clear otherwise it go to cha okay rijalai lai because tanween is followed by a letter of idgham so we'll do idgham with gunna rijalai ya'rifunahum ya again ayn has tawassut so we'll continue your sound of ayn with moderation the light letter fu to haraka long nahum here mim sakin is followed by the ba which is a letter of ikhfa mim sakin followed by only there is only one letter ba if it is followed by ba then you will hide the sound of mim and open the sound for ba just like you did in another ikhfas ya'rifunahum bi simahum si and ma to haraka long hum will be recited normally hum without any gunna as it is not followed by any mim or ba which are important for idgham or ikhfa-e shafawi any other letter that appears after mim sakin you do izhar hum normal qalu to haraka long ma again 4 to 5 haraka long aghna ghain has rakhawa and it is a heavy letter rakhawa means you will continue your sound for a while aghna ankum either here we'll do ikhfa e haqiqi noon followed by kaf jam'ukum again clear meem sound no gunna ukum again clear sound for kum wama tu haraka long kuntum ikhfa tastakbirun tas will have safir because seen is there yani whispering sound tak tak that means you'll stop at the sound of kaf but continue your breath tastakbirun ra will be heavy ahaulai here you have two madde wajib muttasil one is on ha followed by ha has a huruf e mad followed by hamza then lam has a huruf e mad followed by hamza that's why we say ahaulai alladhina then you are joining it with ladina aqsamtum make sure the qaf qalqala is audible aqsamtum la la to haraka long yana na to haraka long luhumullahu la yana luhumullahu again the lam of allah will be heavy bi rahmah rah ra will be heavy followed by a hams letter that means you're continuing your breath for ha ha is from the middle of the throat bi rahmah I'm stopping at this round ta, so this round ta in any circumstance will be changed into ha with the sukoon. Here we are starting with the hamzatul wasl. If you can see the in the coming letter is a word, there is hamza with the aswad on the top, that is called hamzatul wasl, and then it is followed by a letter with the sukoon and then a letter with the haraka pesh. So whenever a word is starting with this hamzatul wasl and then you don't know how to pronounce the dal with the sukoon with, you can't start a letter with dal with the sukoon or anything with the sukoon, right? So now you have to put a haraka on the hamzatul wasl, the hamza, the alif for sure. But which haraka will you put here? That will be decided by the third letter, okay, of this word. So in this example, we have hamzatul wasl followed by dal with the sukoon. So hamzatul wasl is first, dal with the sukoon is second, and then we have kha, which has a pesh on it. So whenever the third letter, here the third letter is kha, whenever the third letter, any letter, if it is has a pesh, then you start the word with pesh. So here the hamzatul wasl will have the haraka of pesh or dhamma. Okay, so I'm going to say udkhulu. Okay, had there been the third letter which had fatha, zabar or zair, then I would have started my hamzatul wasl, I would have started my word with a zair always. So if the third letter has zabar or zair, the hamzatul wasl will start with zair. But if the third letter is a pesh, then the word will start with a pesh. So here we say ud, dal will have a khalkhala, ud khulul jannata. Again, lam will join with lam. Jannata, we'll do most complete ghunna. Ghunna for two haraka long. Jannata. La khawfun, khaw will be a lean letter. Fun will be clear, izhar, as it is followed by ayn. Alaykum, wala, again 4 to 5 haraka long. Antum, ikhfa on antum. Tahzanun, we'll do the hams on ha. Tahzanun, again the stopping can be 2, 4 or 6 haraka long. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.